time now for the latest installment in our Bill of the Month series, where we dissect and explain confusing or outrageous medical bills. And for that, we're joined now by Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, Senior Contributing Editor with our partner, KFF Health News. Welcome back.
Thanks, Juana. Good to be back again.
So tell us whose bill we are discussing today.
This month, it's Caitlin May. She's from Oklahoma. She spent months last year making sure her insurance would pay for surgery to restore the hearing in her right ear. But then Caitlin got caught in the middle of a disagreement between the hospital and the insurance company.
All right, let's hear the rest of Caitlin's story from reporter Dan Weissman.
Caitlin May woke up one day in eighth grade and found she suddenly couldn't hear out of her right ear. But it wasn't until age 27 that she finally got a cochlear implant, a small device that helps restore hearing by stimulating the nerves inside the ear. And in January, an audiologist attached the external component to switch on Caitlin's right side hearing.
She said, okay, at some point you're going to start hearing some beeps. Just say yes when you can hear them. And my husband said my face just out of nowhere lit up. And I go, yes. Because he couldn't hear it. It was streaming directly to my cochlear implant. And I definitely started tearing up.
Then 2 weeks later, she gets an alert from the hospital on her phone.
And I open it up and I immediately started having a panic attack.
This was a bill for $139,000, the full amount of her cochlear implant surgery. Caitlin was flabbergasted. She called her insurance. She says they told her they didn't pay because the hospital only sent a summary of costs. So the insurer never got something important.
They did not give us the itemized bill, which has all the codes and everything.
She immediately asked the hospital in writing to submit that itemized bill. But Caitlin's phone kept pinging with notifications from the hospital to pay the bill.
The app so conveniently told me that I could sign up for monthly payments of $11,000 a month, which is just so absurd.
After more than 2 weeks, she asked her insurance, do you have the itemized bill yet? They didn't. So she called the hospital.
The girl I spoke with said she was putting in a request to have it faxed to my insurance, and that would take 2 to 3 weeks. And I said, hold on. It takes you 2 to 3 weeks to fax a document?
Answer, apparently yes. Nearly 3 weeks later, Caitlin got another bill. This one said, past due. She called again and demanded the hospital send the itemized bill directly to her.
So I turned around and faxed it to my insurance, to that number that the lady gave me with the reference number.
By the end of March, the hospital agreed to stop sending Caitlin bills till after they'd settled with her insurance. Finally, more than 90 days after her surgery, after Caitlin had received 4 huge bills, her insurance paid the claim.
It feels like it's resolved, but I feel like there's part of me that's still waiting for the other shoe to drop.
So, for now, she's still holding on to all her paperwork. For NPR News, I'm Dan Weissman.
And we're back now with Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. Dr. Rosenthal, how often do insurers delay a payment like this?
Well, unfortunately, it's pretty common. Studies do show that some insurers seem to be intentionally dragging their feet, quibbling over billing codes and charges in order to hold on to the cash. One study showed that almost a third of claims submitted to commercial insurers didn't get paid for more than 90 days. Now, most states have laws that require these companies to make timely payments to pay up in, say, 30 to 40 days. But if the insurer is requesting more information, like an itemized bill, for example, they get a pass and can hold on to the money longer. And on the other side of the equation, studies show that more than half of hospital bills do contain errors, which also slows down timely payments.
Right. And a situation like this one that Caitlin was dealing with, the hospital and the insurance companies are fighting back and forth and patients get stuck with a bill. I wonder, is that legal?
Well, there are laws that are supposed to make sure patients are held harmless in these disputes, but they don't say that hospitals can't try to get money out of a patient in the meantime. And when those bills say things like past due, pay immediately, prompt payment discount, that frightens many people into paying, unless, of course, it's $11,000 a month, which people just can't.
Of course. So what should patients do then?
Well, the first thing is don't be intimidated. If you get a bill for something you think insurance should have paid, call the health provider. Tell them to take it up with your insurance. Ask them, just like Caitlin, to send you an itemized bill. That way you can look it over for errors, like services you never received. And once you have that itemized bill in hand, you can take the extra step and send it directly to the insurance company yourself. You know, it's just so unfortunate that we patients in the middle of illness are caught in the middle playing referee. But sorry, that's what you have to do.
Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reporter Dan Weissman, who spoke with Caitlin May, hosts a podcast called An Arm and a Leg. The show's all about why healthcare costs so much. If you have a confusing or outrageous medical bill that you want us to review, please go to NPR's Shots blog and tell us all about it.